I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Russian forces remain in the Georgian city of Gori 2 days after a ceasefire brokered by France. And there are reports today of Russian troops in and around two other Georgian towns. Today, Russia's foreign minister said it is unlikely that the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia will ever be part of Georgia again. Meanwhile, President Bush said today that he remains committed to, quote, a sovereign, free Georgia and its territorial integrity. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. He spent much of the day today in the city of Gori, where he says Russian military officials have made overtures to the local Georgian police.
I found Russian troops on the highway south of Gori talking to Georgian policemen. They were inviting these policemen in to come into the town of Gori, which they control, in order to help them restore law and order there. Now, they invited these policemen in with their weapons. It was a strange sight as these Russian soldiers in green uniforms stood next to these Georgian policemen with almost the same rifles but in black uniforms. And they went down into the town, and the Russians also invited us in to come with them. Now, it was very clear who was in control of that town. The Russians had a very large military presence there on the outskirts. I counted at least 20 tanks, troops, military vehicles in the town square. Also, again, clear who was in charge. There was a Russian armoured personnel carrier driving through the central square with its massive statue of Stalin. And the commander of those Russian forces, the Russian general in charge, told me that he wanted to get his men out as soon as possible, but he wasn't going to do that until he was satisfied that the looting that we've seen over the past few days has stopped. I said, how long do you think you're going to be there? Because, of course, Gori is inside Georgia proper. It's not South Ossetia. He said, well, we'll be gone soon. I said, can you be any more specific? He said, 2, 3, maybe 4 days. That said, on our way out, we were prevented from leaving by the Russian soldiers. They said there was trouble up ahead. They blocked our way with tanks, and indeed, shortly after that, there were some loud explosions, black smoke coming from a ridge just beyond the edge of town, and the sound of small arms fire also coming from the outskirts.
Okay, a couple things there. The looting that the Russians say they are trying to prevent is being done by whom?
Well, the locals say it's being done by South Ossetians, and that seems to be corroborated by some of the Russian soldiers I spoke to. What happened on Monday night when the Georgian army retreated in that chaotic and hasty way out of Gori and from South Ossetia, dashing back to Tbilisi, abandoning vehicles as they went, there was essentially a power vacuum in Gori. Nobody was left in charge. There were very few local residents left. Most of them had already fled, and they said that people came from the surrounding villages, from the hills, just started raiding shops and shooting people in broad daylight.
At the same time, though, Gabriel, we're hearing a report from Human Rights Watch quoting a counterintelligence officer of the South Ossetian forces who was taking credit for burning houses that were set ablaze, apparently, in several Georgian villages. He said, we burnt these houses. We want to make sure the Georgians cannot come back, because if they do come back, this will be a Georgian enclave once again.
I've heard those reports, yes. A BBC colleague of mine was in South Ossetia recently, and she saw burning houses in villages around the capital, Tkhinvali. It is my understanding that most of those villages would have been empty by the time they were being burnt, although we can't exclude that that some of the villages were still there. There is a lot of defiance and patriotism amongst a lot of Georgians. Some of them just refused to budge.
But now we have both sides claiming that there is ethnic cleansing going on.
Yes, both the Russians and the Georgians have leveled those accusations at each other. Ethnic cleansing, genocide, talks of taking things to the International Criminal Court. There's a very fierce war of words going on here, quite apart from the periodic skirmishes and explosions and shooting that is still going on in this conflict. And that looks set to get stronger, I think.
If you could step back for us, Gabriel, you were in Gori earlier today, you're in Tbilisi now. What is your take on whether or not this is quieting down or not?
There are accusations traded on both sides that both sides are not sticking to the ceasefire. Both sides claim that they are, or that they are within their rights to take the actions they are taking. The reality on the ground is that bombs are still going off and people are still getting shot.
All right, stay safe. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Tbilisi. Thank you.
My pleasure.